Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Practical Guide to Importing from China and Beyond. How to Build a Reliable Supply Chain for Your Products by Jesse Gilkey is a business and operations guide aimed at people who want to source physical products internationally. Public information about the book is limited, so its positioning is best understood from its title, category, and stated practical focus, rather than from widely documented reviews or summaries. The book appears to address importing as an end-to-end commercial process, not simply as the act of finding a low-cost factory. Its central purpose is to help readers think about suppliers, production, logistics, quality, and continuity as parts of one supply chain system. In that sense, it fits the practical handbook genre for entrepreneurs, e-commerce sellers, product developers, and small business operators who need operational clarity before committing capital to overseas manufacturing. Its emphasis on China and beyond suggests a broader sourcing lens that recognizes both the importance of Chinese manufacturing and the need for resilient alternatives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, importing framed a supply chain construction rather than simple overseas buying. The most important idea suggested by the book is that importing is not merely a transaction with a foreign supplier. It is the construction of a repeatable supply chain that must connect product requirements, supplier capability, production timing, shipping, customs, and final delivery. This framing matters because many new importers focus first on unit price, assuming that the lowest quoted cost determines profitability. In practice, a cheap quote can become expensive if the supplier cannot maintain consistency, if packaging causes damage, if production delays miss selling windows, or if freight and duties were not included in the original calculation. A practical guide in this area must therefore teach readers to evaluate the entire path from factory floor to customer or warehouse. The title signals that reliability is the central outcome, which shifts attention from isolated purchasing decisions to process design. For small companies, this distinction is especially important because they often lack dedicated procurement, compliance, and logistics teams. A structured supply chain approach helps reduce avoidable errors and creates a basis for scaling beyond a first test order. Secondly, supplier selection depends on verification, communication, and clear product expectations. A reliable import program begins with choosing suppliers who can actually produce the required product at the expected quality, volume, and schedule. The book title indicates a practical orientation, and supplier evaluation is one of the core practical problems in importing from China and other manufacturing regions. A useful approach is not limited to browsing supplier listings or comparing prices. It requires checking whether a manufacturer has relevant production experience, whether it understands specifications, whether it can communicate clearly, and whether it can support documentation, samples, revisions, and ongoing production. Communication is not a soft issue in this context. It determines whether dimensions, materials, tolerances, packaging, labeling, and delivery expectations are understood before money is committed. Miscommunication can turn into defective inventory, unusable packaging, incorrect labeling, or delays that cannot be fixed after production. The topic is especially relevant for entrepreneurs importing private label or customized products because they cannot rely entirely on standard catalog items. Clear specifications, written confirmations, and supplier accountability reduce ambiguity. The emphasis on building reliability suggests that supplier choice should be treated as risk management, not as a search for the fastest quote. Thirdly, quality control must occur before products leave the manufacturing source. Quality control is a central concern in any guide about building a dependable import supply chain because imported goods become harder and more expensive to fix once they have shipped. A product that fails inspection at origin may still be corrected, reworked, sorted, or replaced before freight costs, customs procedures, and domestic handling add further expense. A product discovered to be defective after arrival can create inventory loss, customer complaints, platform penalties, warranty issues, or cash flow strain. The practical lesson is that importers should not treat quality as an assumption based on a sample or an initial conversation. They need a system for confirming that production units match approved specifications, especially when orders scale beyond the first run. This can include clear product standards, packaging requirements, inspection checkpoints, and acceptance criteria. The book title does not provide detailed methods, but its focus on a reliable supply chain strongly implies that quality assurance is part of the operating model. For small businesses, this is not simply a technical procedure. It protects brand reputation and preserves working capital, since defective imported inventory can tie up funds for months while offering little resale value. True import cost includes freight, duties, compliance, timing, and working capital exposure. Importing decisions are often distorted when buyers compare only factory unit prices. A practical guide to importing must expand that view to landed cost, which includes the product cost plus packaging, inland movement, international freight, insurance where applicable, customs duties, brokerage, storage, domestic delivery, inspection, and possible compliance costs. Timing also has financial consequences. Goods produced overseas can require deposits, balance payments, freight transit, customs clearance, and warehousing before sales revenue arrives. This creates working capital exposure that is easy to underestimate. The relevance of this topic is clear from the book's focus on building a reliable supply chain for products. Because reliability depends on both operational execution and financial planning. A shipment that looks profitable on a spreadsheet can fail if freight rates change, if duties were misclassified, if documentation is incomplete, or if inventory arrives too late for seasonal demand. Compliance is another practical issue because importers may be responsible for labeling, product safety requirements, restricted materials, or customs documentation. The book appears positioned for readers who need to understand these real costs before placing orders, so they can make sourcing decisions based on total business impact rather than headline manufacturing price. Lastly, sourcing from China and beyond reflects the need for resilient supplier diversification. The phrase China and beyond is significant because it recognizes China as a major global manufacturing base while also implying that importers should not view one country as the only possible sourcing solution. China often offers deep supplier networks, broad component availability, production specialization, and export infrastructure. At the same time, businesses may consider other regions because of tariffs, lead times, category-specific expertise, geopolitical risk, labor cost changes, minimum order quantities, or the need to reduce dependence on a single supply base. A practical guide with this scope is likely to encourage readers to think in terms of supply chain resilience rather than automatic country preference. JAD, diversification does not mean abandoning China or chasing the lowest cost market. It means understanding where a product can be made reliably, how supplier ecosystems differ, and what trade-offs appear when shifting production. A new sourcing country can introduce unfamiliar compliance requirements, weaker component availability, different communication norms, or longer development cycles. The strategic value of this topic is that it treats importing as an adaptive process. Businesses that understand both the strengths of Chinese sourcing and the reasons to examine alternatives are better prepared for disruption and growth. In conclusion, the practical guide to importing from China and beyond is best suited for entrepreneurs, e-commerce sellers, private label operators, product developers, and small business owners who need a practical introduction to international sourcing. It is also relevant for readers who have already imported a first product but want a more structured way to think about supplier reliability, quality control, landed cost, and risk. Its main practical benefit is likely to be operational clarity. And one, instead of treating importing as a simple search for a cheap manufacturer, the book positions it as a coordinated system that must be planned, verified, financed, and monitored. That perspective can help readers avoid common mistakes such as ignoring inspection, underestimating freight and duties, accepting vague supplier promises, or relying too heavily on a single source. Compared with many books in the importing category, its title suggests a broader and more current emphasis on supply chain dependability rather than only China sourcing tactics. The beyond element is a meaningful differentiator because many businesses now need to think about supplier diversification, resilience, and alternative manufacturing regions. Because public review data is limited, the book should be approached as a practical category guide rather than a widely validated authority. Its value lies in giving readers a disciplined framework for evaluating overseas production decisions before capital, inventory, and reputation are at risk. If you would like to support Jesse Gilkey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.